Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The border battle is set. The Buffalo Bandits will take on the Saskatchewan Rush. That happens starting Friday. It's the 2025 NLL Finals. The Banditos looking for a three-peat on this one. We were waiting to see who worked out the Halifax-Saskatchewan thing, so Saskatchewan moves along, taking on the Bandits. U.S. and Chinese officials have said today they have reached a deal to roll back most of their recent tariffs and call a 90-day truce on their trade war. Going to have more talks. So this isn't a done deal. This is a, I don't want to say a Band-Aid solution, but it's something. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, like, I don't know if you've seen the footage of the empty ports on the West Coast, but you know that stock footage of the ports with all the boats waiting, and I can't even imagine how they can hustle all these goods coming in. Ports empty, like one boat coming in from Lord knows where. So hopefully this alleviates that because, America needs to get their stuff, right? Stock markets rose sharply as the globe's two major economic powers took a step back from that clash. So the deal is the U.S. agreed to drop its 145% tariff rate and lock it down to 30%. China has agreed to lower their 125% tariff rate to 10%. So both sides go back to a tariff, but not as dramatic.
So prices are still going to go up because that's a 30% boost.
Absolutely.
Okay.
30% to the people buying the stuff or to the manufacturer export it. So
And it's an easy way to increase prices and say tariffs and like shrug your shoulders.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And no one's going to. Yeah, exactly.
Same way they did with COVID.
Yeah.
No, I have to raise
so your cars are still going to cost more. Everything's going to cost more.
Right, okay. Shrug your shoulders. Tariffs.
But, if it's how we even out trade, I don't know, whatever.
What is that term when they just shrug and blame tariffs. It on something?
You know, I don't even blink anymore. I'm just like, eggs, $3.79?
Yeah.
I almost tariffs. Bought some chicken Saturday, but no.
Yeah. We're not going to mention greed and profits. We're just going to go,
tariffs. Tariffs.
Okay.
Tariffs.
Tariffs. Chickens have personalities?
I heard that
yesterday.
Nick, I was in front of the tractor supply Saturday. I almost bought them. But then I messaged home and then I got
you almost bought the steaks or the chickens?
The chickens. They have chickens at Tractor Supply.
I thought you were getting
They have baby chicks there.
Sure they did do. Not.
Yes.
And they always do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you
if
can buy
you
them
were
there.
In your universe to walk into a it's never going to happen.
But
let's imagine you walk into a Tractor Supply store.
Okay. And what is it like Home Depot with tractors everywhere?
Yeah. Okay. There's a tool and goods section. Yes.
There's
and then
clothing,
there's a beautiful
everything.
Clothing section. And then
what
there's
am I buying there? Clothing
stuff you need for if you have any kind of garden. If you have, let's say, a farm, need supplies for your tractor. It's kind of in the name of the place.
Oh yeah, they have like medications for your animals and everything.
Yes.
Okay.
And
yeah.
then sometimes near the registers, at least at mine, that's where it is. They have these little coops, and there's little baby chicks and other critters
cute.
In there.
Okay.
I texted home. I'm like, are you crazy? I'm like, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
There's something else for you to look after.
Are you crazy? I have two kids.
Taylor Swift got a subpoena. They want her to be a witness in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni case. It now officially involves Taylor Swift. Pop star is the Swiftie is a longtime friend of Blake Lively. And is now being asked to appear as a witness in the case. So this is the jury to get on right here. Like, this is the one you want to be on. The subpoena originated with a lawyer for Justin Baldoni. Swift's reps on Friday argued it's an attempt to create tabloid clickbait. So now it'll be more just about people clicking on the thing because Taylor Swift's going to be there and not so much what went down. This is fun. A little fun sibling rivalry. Mother's Day. Josh Young, the Texas Rangers, homers on Mother's Day with his brother who's playing on the opposing team and his mother is in the audience. Way to show up your bro.
How about that?
With mom in the crowd and get to show up your bro. As some fun on the baseball field. That's it for your news infused this morning. Time right now, 6:26.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.